Episode 1210, Pluribus.
Season 1, Episodes 1 and 2. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono, and we're not the only ones who are back. Vince Gilligan, creator of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, is back.
Yes.
Brand new show on Apple TV.
The home of my current favorite show, Severance.
Yes.
So what did you think? We haven't talked about it. I'm imagining you liked it.
I like it.
Yeah. You don't love it the way, like, it's getting just rave reviews across the board.
Yes. Now, it's
Do you not like it because everyone likes it?
No, that's not it at all. I have some specific things that are holding me back from loving it.
Okay.
But there are also things that by the time the entire season is out could be fine. Because I think, like, we all love Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad starts a little slow too.
Okay.
You know, I think that the first season is likely the weakest part of the show. I do think the pilot for Breaking Bad is pretty iconic.
Yeah, pretty well done.
Yeah. You know, cooking in his tidy ways, yeah. And like there's some great imagery. I like this a lot. I think it has a lot of potential, maybe. I like the first episode more than the second episode.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I have some, I don't know if concerns or it's not concerns, it's not criticism. It's just there's some things about it that I'll get to in a second. I know I'm being coy.
Yeah, because I guess we're not really doing
that. Are holding me back from saying this is the next great show. I'll put it this way. I liked it. Dude, I feel about it the way I felt watching the first episode of Severance. No, not even close.
Okay. So maybe we're in a non-spoiler section right here, and then we're going to get to spoilers. So I'll say I loved it, but not the same kind of love as Severance. And I don't know why I'm comparing it to that, other than they're both on Apple TV. But I did find myself just
high concept sci-fi shows that kind of are existing in the drama comedy space. I think there's a lot to compare between them.
I think exactly what you said is true. The first episode, like, really had me like wondering what's going on. In the second episode, now we're world building and expanding the idea of what's going to be going on there. All right, let's just do spoilers. Yeah, all right, so listeners, we liked it. Stay tuned, see if we can continue to cover it week by week. All right, so spoilers now. You're being coy. What did you want to say?
Well, I mean, I'm just being coy from like an intro perspective. My criticism, and again, it's not really a criticism. I think I have two things really holding me back. The second episode just was kind of weird to me, and not in a good way.
Okay.
Like, not weird in the sense that the show is weird and has a weird premise.
Yeah, not surreal.
No. I think that, like, the interactions with all the other people weren't terribly believable to me and felt a little off-putting.
The other human, like, yes. Regular humans?
It was kind of a bizarre episode to have as your second episode,
mm-hmm.
in that now we're traveling around the world, and it didn't quite ring true for me that those are the other... Like, her reaction in the first episode, when she's on her own, rings very true. She's completely befuddled. She's at sea. Everybody else just being cool with it.
Yeah.
Felt really off to me.
I'm not sure if this is a good criticism, but I'll give you my criticism. It almost felt like they gave away too much in these first two episodes. I'll tell you what they could have held back on. What's happening exactly? I'm shocked that we learned it in the first episode.
Yes.
I'm not saying I don't know that that's bad. But initially, there is something intriguing about a mystery.
Yes.
Even if it's not, it doesn't have to be a mystery like Lost that goes on for 5 years. It could just be a few episodes or a season. But yeah, so that was off. Although they can't really tell the story unless we know what we're working with. Okay. In the second episode, all of a sudden, we get hints of, I think it's the second episode where we find out there are 11, or was it the first? There's 11 other people?
Yeah, 11 other people.
That's something that's, you're meeting other right, let's just say humans, even though I know they're all humans. You're meeting other humans way later in the season, not in the second episode.
Right.
Like, that's going to be a big moment, I would think, But here, it was kind of like a, here's six of them right now.
Yeah, it felt like that, okay, is that going to be the arc? They have to find each other, and she's gone. And then it's just, not only did it happen, but it kind of takes most of them off the table from being a meaningful interaction. I don't think those are ongoing characters.
So I love the show. I feel like I'm critiquing it too much, but here's a third critique. The stakes seem low right now.
Yes.
Because, okay, number one, they don't seem to have any malintent for her.
Yes, which is, it's kind of a funny take on the pod people thing. Yes. They're very friendly.
They're so friendly. So I think she's safe. Secondly, if you just think about the moment with Helen, where Helen is dying, but she smiles at her at that, like, we know that she's being absorbed into the oneness, and her reaction is good.
Yeah.
And I know they're all happy. I kind of think, based on what we've been given so far, it's only two episodes in. I imagine they will turn evil eventually, but we're two episodes in. It might be the best for her to be combined up with everybody.
Well,
in this world. I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it. So, number one, it doesn't even seem like they want to do her harm. And secondly, the thing they want to do is, the thing she's afraid of might actually be good for her.
Well,
in this world,
the invasion of the body snatchers plot. If you think about like when those types of plots were very prevalent, it's not an accident they were in the midst of the Cold War, right? Mm-hmm. So you have like this whole communist Red Scare social.
Is it like a spy type feeling, or what was this? So, what feeling was people?
Communist
were people having?
Communist is a collectivist.
Okay.
You know, ideology.
Oh, I thought you were saying like they were worried about, could you trust the people around you?
That too, you know, paranoid thrillers and all of that. So it's not clear yet from a satirical perspective what this is trying to hit. That's, again, not a criticism. Like, that could become clear. Which, everything you're saying and what I'm saying kind of leads me to my biggest failing with this. Okay, so I don't know what this show's about.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the plot is and I know what the setup is. And that's not necessarily a great thing. So shows can be predictable, unpredictable in a lot of different ways. Like, there's a spectrum. So think of a show like Breaking Bad. From the pilot episode of Breaking Bad, you know what the trajectory of the show is going to be. So the fun of Breaking Bad isn't what's going to happen, but how it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can have shows that are predictable, and I think Vince Gilligan does a great job with both of the other two shows in throwing things out there. You, like, especially Better Call Saul, it's a prequel. You know how this winds up, mm-hmm. but we don't know how. And that's exciting.
It's interesting, too, because it's a prequel that also has sequel.
Yeah.
The black and white sequel scenes.
Right.
So there's a lot happening that we don't know what's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, but we know, it's just, this is where we wind up. How do you get there? Complete other end of the spectrum. I've been talking about, I'm watching The Chair Company on HBO.
Which I haven't seen yet.
Complete insanity.
Okay.
Like, we're five episodes in. Last night's was the single craziest thing I've ever seen in a TV episode ever.
Are they 30-minute episodes?
They're 30-minute episodes.
Because maybe we should watch it this weekend.
We should. It's wild. It's absolutely insane.
So listen,
totally unpredictable.
If you don't know, Ben and I are going to visit some friends this weekend, so maybe this is a great time for me to see it, because I don't have Max right now.
So, two ends of the spectrum. We know what's going to happen. How do we get there? We have no clue what's going to happen, and the insanity is fun. This show, and then, of course, you can have ones that have elements of both. I think Severance, like, we can see pieces that are going to happen, but it's very unpredictable. Lots of twists. This show, at the moment, only two episodes in, so this isn't a criticism, because we're too early for it to be a true criticism, feels like it's in no man's land between those.
I can see why they released two episodes at once. Although, on the other hand, if they had just given you the first episode, would you be dying to get to episode two? Maybe what they should have done is give you episode one and then two and three together.
Yeah, I mean, that's where two didn't quite land for me, because one, it's like, oh, what's she going to do? And two, you get to the end of it, it felt like a dead end.
Because she is accepting of this person, though?
Well, just, I don't know what's driving the show.
So I am intrigued, because even though I gave it critiques, I'm mentioning how much I like it. So let's just look at the character who's the pirate lady, and I can't remember her character's actual name, but we're made to believe that all of these hive people are thinking the same thoughts, but you can see clearly she does not want to go with the gross guy.
Right.
And so she's having an independent thought, and our main character does save her at the end. So I think that's what's intriguing me, is where does this hive mind, this breakdown?
And that's where, like, I'm not even putting this out there as a critique. It's two episodes in. We could get to the end of the season and be like, oh, okay, now I see the whole picture. It's totally different. And I like the show. It's well put together. But at the moment, that's the feeling I have. Is I don't know what's driving this show.
Yeah, I really like how the show is shot. I mean, of course, it's reminiscent of Breaking Bad because we have the same guy there. But yeah, I mean, I like the aesthetic of the show. I think ultimately, Carol is going to, in an attempt to save the world, she's going to ruin the world. That's where I think the show is going. Is that going to be satisfying? I'm not positive. It depends how they tell that story. But I think she's going to ruin this somehow. And she's going to think she's doing good. But everyone else is just going to be mad about it.
I will be intrigued to find out. I just want it to give me something besides an interesting premise. You've done that. Now give me something.
So Vince Gilligan did say that... So first of all, they've already been renewed now for at least another season. And he said he's got a 4-season plan.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, I really like it. So I'm happy to get more. Thoughts? Will this be something that you want to watch right away on Friday, or are you going to be like...
No, I'll watch him. I mean, my standard for Vince Gilligan, the bar is really high.
Yeah.
So I'm coming at this from Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
Like, well, Better Call Saul, though, is not the same level as Breaking Bad, right?
Do you agree with that? Yeah, I agree, but it's still a great show.
Yeah. All right, I think this will be, in the end, it'll be Breaking Bad, whatever the show's called, Pluribus, and then Better Call Saul. I think that when this show's over, I think that's all
we're got a lot of work to do to get there.
Well, listeners, that's all from
here. A lot of work.
I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeBono.
And with the Sci-Fi Christian, signing off.
Right, goodbye.
What did you give just the first episode, rating-wise? Like a 5?
8.
8? We only do 5 stars.
Oh, I was thinking out of 10. I don't know. 4?
And then the second episode, more like a 3 for you?
Yeah.
I think I'm probably at a 5 and a 4.
Fair enough.